The Murder of Helen Jewett, 1836. Early Sunday morning, April 10th, 1836. Dorcas Doyen, a.k.a. Helen Jewett, an attractive, well-read 23-year-old prostitute from Maine, was found butchered and burned in her boudoir in Lower Manhattan. A New York Herald reporter on the scene wrote of Jewett's beauty. The body looked as white, as full, as polished as the pure Parisian marble, the perfect figure, the exquisite limbs, the fine face, the full arms, the beautiful bust, all surpassing in every respect the Venus de Medici. Several months before her death, Jewett fell hard for a handsome young store clerk, Richard Robinson, who went by the name Frank Rivers, after he rescued her from the clutches of a drunken hooligan. She rewarded him with a private tryst at her elegant quarters at 41 Thomas Street, a brothel that Jewett shared with 9 other ladies of the night. According to Inspector Thomas Burns's account many years later, her bedroom would have done credit to the palace of Cleopatra. While Jewett was smitten, Robinson was not of the mindset to limit himself to one mistress, no matter how pretty she was. When Jewett discovered that he was with another woman, she tailed him to a bawdy house several blocks north on Broome Street and violently confronted her rival. She and Robinson soon reconciled, but before long, his wandering eye got the best of him. This time she threatened to kill herself and make it appear that he was the culprit. Robinson, whose father was a prominent politician in Connecticut, was so terrified at the prospect of being framed for murder that he agreed to marry her. But it was only a ruse, because he was already courting yet another woman. This time, when Jewett found out, she made the mistake of putting her threat in writing. Robinson paid her a visit on the night of April 9th. He arrived at approximately 10 p.m., It was drizzling, so he wore a black cloak to protect himself from the elements. Jewett was overheard greeting him at the door by the bordello madam, Rosina Townsend. "Oh, my dear Frank, how glad I am that you have come," she said. Robin.